want change! We want change! We want change!
From Alaska to Florida, from New England to California, students poured out of schools at 10 a.m. local time. They waved signs saying, protect people, not guns, and repeated their mantra, enough is enough.
We want them to pass common sense gun reform. We want to ban assault rifles. It's everything. We don't want to be scared in school. It should be our safest institution.
We're tired of being scared. We want actual change. We want it to happen with this protest.
Some school districts had warned students they faced suspension if they walked out during school hours. But many teachers said they were supportive of their pupils' efforts to end the carnage. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of students sat in silence in front of the White House, their backs turned to the building in protest.
How many kids in the field today? Hey, NRA, how many kids in the field today?
As the protests swept across the time zones from east to west, students walked out from Columbine High School in Colorado, where the modern mass shooting epidemic arguably began with the murders of 13 people in
1999.
President Trump was in Los Angeles as the protests arrived there. At Palos Verdes Peninsula High School, hundreds left their classes.
Jacqueline, you have personal experience of gun violence. You knew someone who died in the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah, that was my cousin Christopher. Yeah, it's been really rough these past 5 months, and so when the Parkland shooting happened, it just hit really close to home because I've experienced a loss of such a tragic event, and they were high school students just like us.
And your sign says we need action, not thoughts and prayers. That's a reference to the politicians, some politicians who often say it's not the time in the immediate aftermath of a shooting for anything to happen, but for thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers are just words. It's not action. It's not going to do anything to change our country. We need reforms, and we need them now.
We've had enough, and we know exactly how to use our energy and our motivation to push through past a walkout and past just skipping a class, because it's so much more than this. And the platform that we have now, this visual aid and this visual representation of the walkout just shows that we are more than two thumbs in a Twitter account. We will show up, and we will step up.
In response to the attack in Parkland, Florida, President Trump has proposed arming teachers, but has backed away from plans to raise the minimum age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21.
I wanted people to know that Stoneman Douglas will be the last school that this happens to. We want it to make a change. Like, we want to be the generation that changes everything.
As they walked out, pupils at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School were emotional. The principal described the protest there as the biggest group hug.